Hey, buddy. It's good to see you. Yeah, it's me. I'm you. And you're me. I wanted to come and talk to you because I know that you're having a really tough time. And I know that you feel like you don't have anyone else to talk to. So here I am. We made it. We're okay. In fact, we're more than okay. Life is good. It gets a lot better for us. Yeah, you don't have to worry so much. I know that you're dealing with all sorts of difficult things right now. I know that you're struggling to find friends that you really connect with. I know that you're questioning your beliefs and the world and if people are really good. I know that you are struggling in school. I know that you don't always feel like you fit in. And I know that you are struggling with love, with relationships. And that's hard. I've been there. I've been right where you are. It's hard. It's okay for you to feel sad. It's okay for you to feel like you're alone. You don't have to fight it. In fact, you're feeling a lot of heavy emotions right now, and I just want to let you know that if you try to run from that, it's going to get worse. I know that that seems backwards, and I know that you don't want to feel these things, but it's okay. It's okay to feel sad. It's okay to feel angry. I know that you never show anger. I know that you hate people that show anger, and so you do everything you can to not be like them. But that doesn't mean that you're not angry. It just means that you don't have any outlet for it. It's okay to be sad, angry, scared, confused. The world's a confusing place. Try something with me. Think about all of the things that you're feeling right now. All of the things that you're frustrated with. All of the things that don't make sense. All of the times that you feel someone has wronged you. And imagine those feelings. And I want you. I'll do it with you. I want you to just look at those things and embrace them. Stop running from them. Stop fighting them. Stop hiding. Look at them in the face like I'm looking at you. And embrace them and say, I accept you. You belong here. This was a practice that I discovered a few years ago, and I don't do it often enough, but it really helps. Because those feelings that you're feeling right now, they have nowhere else to go. They're yours. And all of the things that people have done to you, that might not be your fault, but it is your responsibility. So stop running. Pretty soon, you're going to be hiding and running from these negative feelings so much that you're going to cause a lot of harm to yourself and other people. And it's going to go on for a while. It doesn't have to be that way. Everyone is thinking about themselves. Everyone is dealing with their own struggles, and these emotions for themselves. So take responsibility of yours. I know it's scary and I know it's hard, but you can do it. You can do it. I've learned how to do it, but I did it the hard way. I had to cause a lot of pain to learn that, and you don't have to do that. I said earlier that things are really good now, and it's true. I have come to realize that love is real. Love is real. I have an amazing relationship. We have an amazing relationship. Romantically, yes, believe it or not, it worked out. We've been married for over 4 years now, and it's great. We have an amazing dog. She's super cute. You'll see her someday. We have great friends that really support us and see us for who we are, and they appreciate us. We live in a home that's perfect for what we need, and we live in a city that we love. Our relationship with our family is improving, and you're finally free. We're free to say what we think and to think freely. That's another thing that I want to say. There's a creative side to you that I really encourage you to not ignore. There are going to be a lot of distractions, and there's going to be a lot of things that come along that are going to be easier to indulge in than creativity. But I promise you, if you don't sacrifice it, and if you make it a priority, you're going to do a lot of really cool stuff. Right now, we're already making things that we love and that we're proud of and that are impacting people. And it's not a lot yet, but that's okay because we love it. Don't sacrifice your creativity for anything else. Your passion for writing, especially fiction, fantasy, don't give up on that. Your passion for music, don't give up on that. Your passion for film, don't give up, because you're going to find a way to use all of it, to integrate all of it into this creative process and into these projects that you are absolutely passionate about. And it feels good. It's not too far-fetched to do what you love. Also, along these same lines, I want to encourage you to respect yourself more. You don't owe the world anything. You're already kind to people. You already do right by people. It's when you start sacrificing your creativity and when you stop respecting yourself, that's when you start hurting other people. You have to fill your own cup first. We spent years not learning this lesson, and we paid the price. Learn to fill your cup first. It's not selfish. It's selfish for you to run around with an empty cup, acting like you're filling other people's cups. That's selfish. And it's egotistical, and it's also just not accurate. You have to fill your cup first. Believe me, you can do it, and it's worth it. How do you do that? That brings me to my next point. Trust your gut, dude. Stop looking to everyone else for these answers. No one has the answers. even me. I'm from the future and I don't have the answers. It's all inside of you, and all you have to do is look within yourself. So if there's anything that's a part of your life that is preventing you from taking a look inward and adding too much confusion, step away. Take a step back, whatever it is. Anything that wants you to be exactly like everybody else, anything that claims to have all the answers, take a step back. It's dangerous. You have the answers. You just have to look deep enough. And in there, you will find ways to fill your cup. And through doing that, you will find ways to impact other people around you and make the world a better place. I know that this is a lot, and you're not going to understand everything that I've said right now. But I want you to look back on this video. Watch it whenever you need comfort, advice, or just when you need to feel heard and seen. I'll be here. I've always been here.